They have dealt treacherously with the Lord, Hosea 5:7. If God saved you, here's something to consider. You're the beloved of God, redeemed by blood, called by grace, preserved in Christ Jesus, on your way to heaven, and yet you've dealt treacherously with the Father, who loved you from eternity, with Christ, who bought you with his blood, with the Holy Spirit, who sustains you with resurrection power. How treacherous you've been in not fulfilling your vows and promises. Do you remember the love you had when you first came to Christ, that happy time, the springtime of your spiritual life? Oh, how closely you clung to your master then. You probably thought, he'll never see me become lukewarm. My feet will always be quick to run where he commands. I'll never allow the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life to distract me from loving him. He's so sweet, I give up everything for his sake. So what happened? Does your conscience testify another outcome? Are your prayers spotty, short but not sweet, brief but not sincere? Have you forgotten those wonderful times of intimacy with him? Instead of thinking on heavenly things, have you descended into the depths of carnal cares, worldly vanities, and evil desires? Instead of boldly sharing Christ with others, have you been embarrassed by compromise and remained silent? Instead of giving yourself to him as a living sacrifice, have you become lukewarm? Instead of submitting to the lordship of Christ in trials, have you returned to your flesh for comfort and your old man for counsel? You've been treacherous to the Lord. What words can I use to denounce it? Words without obedience mean nothing. Let our shame motivate us to repent. Forgive us, Lord, and help us not repeat our sin. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Psalms 51:10-12.